An interview that I've promised you. It's all about money and about bonuses. How applicable this time of the year? You might be wondering, how do you spend your bonus? Well, I've got an expert who is head of marketing at Momentum Invest on the line, Andile Jonas. Thank you so much for your time on Impact Radio, Andile.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me, and hello to your listeners.
I think this is such a relevant topic because I might be wondering, do I settle a debt? Do I go and spend a bit more? What do I do? Do I go on that holiday that I've always wanted to go on the whole year? So my question to you is, what are the common mistakes that people make when they receive their bonus, and how can we avoid those mistakes, Andile?
Oh, absolutely, Birgitte. Listen, I think firstly, I mean, to get a bonus is a privilege in the times that we live in. I think it's one of those things that's really, really wonderful that you even get one. But one of the biggest mistakes, I think, that I've seen that people make is spending the bonus as soon as it arrives. It's treating it like free money. I think that's a massive, massive mistake, and people do it all the time. I think what's important is planning, you know, spending it as it comes, whether it's gifts or dinners or holidays or whatever it is also important, but you've got to put a layer of planning to it, just to be deliberate about the spending, to be conscious about your spending, because, you know, if you're not looking carefully, you can blow it all without breaking a sweat. And if used carefully, if planned for properly, your bonus can actually, help you achieve some really good things. Even if long-term goals can be added to, and avoiding some of the pitfalls that one falls into. So yeah,
I think of those milestone birthdays. You got 10 years to save. And like you say, that it is a privilege to get a bonus. But can you imagine saving 10 years of bonuses for that milestone birthday that you can go and celebrate and not even flinch? Like, just, yes, let's get that extra ice cream. Let's go on that extra flight. Let's stay that extra night, whatever it is. I'm just thinking, how amazing would that be?
Absolutely. Look, I mean, the idea of having the conversation and planning ahead, even getting a little bit of an expert opinion, makes you think differently about these things. I'll tell you what happens is that you start planning for a milestone birthday, a 40th or a 50th or whatever the case may be. And then just a little bit of information, and then you start wondering, hang on, this is enough money to change my entire retirement landscape. If I just hang on a couple of more years, I mean, if it's a 50th, another 10 years, all of a sudden I can retire by the beach in a penthouse overlooking the ocean. And now all of a sudden the goal changes because you've quantified it, you've put down a plan for it, and then you've prioritized. So just a little bit of just plotting the path tends to change people's outlooks. It's like looking at the things you are currently spending money on. When you actually write it down in a budget, it tends to feel different than when you're tapping your phone or your watch at the restaurant or at the pub or wherever it is that you're spending that extra money. When you see it written down and plotted, it tends to change how you feel about it. So I think it's always a good idea. And you'll hear me in every conversation I have talk about planning and more planning.
I love it. And also, it takes away from that impulsive spending, I'm sure, Andile, because when we receive this bonus, then we kind of tend to look to where we can spend. How can we avoid that impulsive spending?
Look, I mean, I think firstly, you know, not to flog the dead horse, but plan for the splurge as well. You know, plan for the indulgence as well. I think it's tempting to indulge when a bonus hits your account, especially after working hard all year long, right? And I think the best way to avoid impulsive spending is to set boundaries for yourself. Allow for a little bit of splurge, whether it's 10% or 20%. Put money away just to have fun with it. I think that's important. I think you've earned the right to do that. But then Once you've done that, use the rest to build financial security. It could be paying off debt. It could be saving for that milestone birthday. It could be the graduation of your child. It could be a holiday. It could be anything. Or investing, right? Another tip is visualize what you want to achieve with that money. Picture it in your mind, like paying off a car or a family holiday. Where would you go? Which hotel would you visit? You know, which resort? When you picture it in your mind and you start building that that mental mood board, I think it starts to become tangible. Even if it's just retirement, this is a big and important part of your life. So I think when you have a clear picture of what's possible, it becomes easier to stay disciplined. I think that would be my advice.
And Dele, I really like what you're saying, because what you're saying here is just find balance in the bonus, where you can 100%. Say, yes, let's reward in the short term, but also look at ways to reward in the long term also. So how important is it to actually be separating bonuses from regular income when it comes to budgeting? That is a big B word that we've also used besides bonus in this discussion.
100%. So, I mean, bonuses are just that. It's a bonus. It's an extra. It's not guaranteed income. What you got last year may not be what you get this year. So it's important to treat them separately. It's critical. So if you combine a bonus with your regular salary, it can quickly get absorbed into everyday expenses without much thought. By keeping your bonus separate, perhaps even in a different account, you can make intentional decisions about how to use it. For example, you could put part of it towards a long-term goal, like saving for a house deposit or boosting your retirement, while leaving a portion for short-term enjoyment. Separating it ensures you maximize its value. Keep it quite apart from your normal income.
And Dele, one final question, because I think we can talk so much on this topic and you've given such amazing gold nuggets in this conversation. But when it comes to tax considerations, what do we need to keep in mind when we are planning on that bonus?
Tax is, it's a big word. It's a short word, but it's a big word. So, you know, I spoke about retirement a little bit in the conversation that we've had. Now, something like a retirement annuity, which is really nothing more than a savings vehicle, right? Designed specifically for when you are retiring, is a wonderful, wonderful tax vehicle, right? Not only do you earn rebates by putting your bonuses in something like an RA, but the growth on that money is also tax deductible. So you're winning the tax battle on two fronts just by saving using the right vehicle. Now, I can go into tax tables and how much of your taxable income and all that technical detail, but I think maybe the smart move is to find the right person to have a conversation with and say, I got some money here. How do I save it in the most tax efficient way? And 9.5 times out of 10, the letters R and A are going to come up in that conversation. And that would be, I think, the very, very first thought that I would like to plant in the minds of your audiences today. But have a conversation with that financial advisor. It's well worth your time.
Have that conversation with that financial advisor, someone that is an expert in the industry and that has that long-term goal for you, especially if you're new in the investment space or the long-term savings space, is vital. And I really appreciate your time, Dele Jonas, who is head of marketing at Momentum Invest, for just explaining to us the importance of finding that balance with that bonus. And like you said, is a bonus to receive a bonus in South Africa in these times at the moment. But let's be wise with what we have also. Let's think long term, and let's also think about how we can invest and set ourselves up in the future. And Dele, thank you so much for your time on Impact Radio.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me. Take care.